Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
What's going on, y'all, man? Hey, got system situations going on around here, man. So the show is only going to be an hour for y'all today, man. I know y'all used to that 2 hours, man, but we only going to give y'all an hour today, man. Y'all stay strapped in, man, while we get the rest of the team all locked and loaded, man. Going to go ahead and get y'all some of this good music, man. But we will be back, man, here on Unchained on Lawless Radio. That's with the chairman, T.L. D. Smith, Toy, and Special K, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for checking us out. Thank y'all for all the love and support.
In the game of love, baby, you gotta be tough. But if you push too high, it's gonna get rough. Let it go, baby, just let it go. Let it go. In the game of love, baby, you gotta be tough. But if you push too high, it's gonna get rough. Let it go, baby. Just let it go.
Waking and telling me that she is leaving, cause money is something that she's never seen. I swear that I love her, but she's so conceited. She never trusts me, man, she thinks that I'm cheating. She never believing, but soon she will see. Income is coming and rich would I be. Shaded right under a big money tree, while she watching me crying right through the TV. Told her right over and over again, I promised and showed her I follow my plan. Stick to your dreams, never your friends, cause friends are your enemies hiding within. Pause for a moment, think just for a moment, think. Making you do it like opening drinks, provoking, I'm hoping you notice a wink. I love you, but music is way more important. Give me a year and our distance will shorten. Converting my dreams to success and my flesh is the best. Why you think I'm recording? Boy, you hated me then, huh? But now you my friend, huh? Now I'm a 10, huh? But what about then, huh?
Know what I do? Found the problem, broke it down like geometry. Went from wannabe to everybody wanting me. Found the problem, broke it down like geometry. Went from wannabe to everybody wanting me.
In the game of love, baby, you gotta be tough. But if you push too high, it's gonna get rough. Let it go, baby, just let it go. Let it go, baby.
You hate me cause it's business, nothing less. I won't even touch you, I'll just touch you with success. I'll fight off the wind while I fight off my back. Gaining you back using music and rap. This shit was meant even back in the ovary. Kicking that itch and the speaking so openly. Putting my heart to be recognized globally. Hopefully someone will take me away. Up in the space, making a name, do whatever it takes. Just a taste that I wanted and a taste that I got. So I'm living for the moment, never looking at the clock. Never borrowed, it was bought, talking everything I got. Middle finger high till I hit it, set my cock. Had to work for my shit, had to grind for my life. Had to drive through the state just to get my money right. Listen me complain, I'm just saying I will fight. No matter the weather, I'm turning rain into ice. Rain into ice, rain in my life. Pain with the fight, gang fame for a price. Strange, but I might drop sports for a mic. Change my life for a dream, dang right. Praying for a break, praying for a break. Little finger to a fate. I'm just trying to get this cake and I.
In the game of love, baby, you gotta be tough. But if you push too high, gonna get rough. Let it go, baby, just let it go.
story. Hey girl, I think you might be the one that I've been waiting on for such a long time. Hey girl, what'd you say if I gave you my phone number? Maybe you can call me up later on. We can talk about, oh, so many things. You can tell me what's on your mind, I can tell you what's on my mind. I'm not trying to pressure you, I just want to get to know you. I'm not trying to waste your time, I just want to make you mine. The way you make me feel is sad, even though I don't know your name. Oh, I'm looking for love.
With a great personality, and boy, I think you got it, got it. I said, boy, I know you got it, so maybe we can chill for a while. We can leave this club and I can take you back to my house and show you all the things I like. Baby, what's your sign? Cause you're starting to blow my mind. But that don't mean we got to run. Up in the bed and listen to Miss Baker while I tell you my dreams. You tell me your fears, boy. We gonna be the perfect team.
I'm looking for love. I'm looking for love. I'm looking for a woman like. For life, see you and I for life, for life.
I can see me and you taking on the world together.
Yeah.
We can do it,
we can do it.
We can do it.
We can do
yeah.
It. If you really wanna be the one for me, take my hand.
We can be best friends, baby, to the end.
Forever and ever and ever and ever, you'll be my girl.
You'll be my man.
Your body.
With the lights on.
I must admit, it's even better when you just
keep those heels on.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like looking at your body, baby.
With the lights on.
Whatever you do, just
keep those heels on.
Position. I'ma break you off, give you just what you've been missing. From the bedroom to the floor, up against the wall, back against the door. I wanna hear you say my name. You can be the coach, put me in the game. From your head to your feet. Sexy girl is still top of the sheet.
Better with the lights on.
Even better when you leave your heels on.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Can't lie.
I'm addicted to your booty. I love a sexy body.
Man, that's a joint right there, man. I love that joint, man. My man said, I like it better with the lights on. Let's lock it down, man. Don't put me in no dark room, girl. What you ashamed of? Let that dog on light on. Let me see what's going on.
Yeah, I don't see it coming.
I'm telling you right now, you trying to hide. You grown now, girl. You all grown up now. Hey, man, thank y'all for being with us. It is Lawless Radio, Unchained, with the Unchained crew. You got your shooting, the Chairman TL, D. Smith, Special
yes,
K,
sir.
And Toy. Man, yes, yes. Are you ready to kick this off, bro?
Yes, sir.
Man,
yes, sir.
Let's do this, man. Let's do it. Because I'm
my phone on question of the night. So, I was on Facebook. And I saw this picture of a father kissing his child on the lips. And the comment was, is this appropriate? So the question I'm going to pose tonight is, should fathers kiss their sons? And if so, what's considered inappropriate? And that doesn't just go for sons, but that goes for the daughters as well. You know, is it okay for fathers to kiss their children? That's the question
right.
We want to post to y'all tonight. So, guys, hit us up. Let us know your comments. Call us up. Let's talk. How you feel about that,
man,
bro?
Man, let me tell you, man. For me, this is the way I look at it. There's a difference between a child, you know, and a young adult. You know, that's the way I look at it. You know, kissing on your young adult. You know, my 14-year-old. I wouldn't kiss. First off, let's get this one straight. He wouldn't be kissed on his mouth, no matter, you know what I'm saying? You know, definitely,
right.
You know, as no young man at no age, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But my 14-year-old, I can't see me grabbing him and kissing on him. You know, I mean, you know, ooh, I love you and all of that stuff there. You know, a hug and all that. But now we at that age where you do that brother hug, you know, where you grab the hand, pull him in, you know, that pat on the back hug, you know, not that that wrap my arms around you hug. You see what I'm saying? So kissing, no, you know, now grandson, you know, I got a grandson that's 2, you know, I have a newborn grandson, you know, and I have a 4-year-old grandson. Now, kissing for them, you know, yeah, jaw kiss, you know, these, this your babies, you know what I'm saying, they're babies, you know. But once they start growing, I can't see it, you know. And it's the same thing for me and my daughter. You know, I can't see me grabbing one of my daughters, kissing on them. You know, my youngest daughter is 16. I can't see me grabbing her, kissing her, you know, with the oldest being 26. I'm not going to grab and kiss on them. You know, this is a young woman and this is a grown woman, you know. Right. And I don't know. It's just a me, because I had a cousin to ask the same question. It was way back before the Lil Wayne. It was when Will Smith kissed his son, and his son snapped on him in an interview, you know, and my cousin asked, you know, what, I don't see what the big deal is. He kissed his son. But me, my big deal in it is, you know, you teaching your little boy to be a man, so you're going to go and put your lips on him? Is that manly? You know, and that's my thing in it. You know, it may sound, you know, homophobic or something like that, but I just don't see no two men, you know, just kissing, you know, unless they're in a relationship. You know, as far as it being your son, you know, I'm just saying, you're in a relationship, you know, do what it do, you know. But this is your son, you know. I don't see it, you know. Young men, nah. Now, that's a difference between a child. You know, your child is that little, you know, I would say eight, probably younger than, I would give them up to eight and down. That's your child, because that child don't know anything about kissing or nothing like that. You know, mommy and daddy love me at that age. You know, you start getting older, you know, like I crack jokes, you know, all the time. You know, I got a 2-year-old, you know, and when I'm changing him, you know, I crack a joke like, hey, bro, remember this the right way, man. When you saw granddaddy standing over and you was naked, I was changing your diaper. You know, you grow older, you know what I'm saying? As you get older, you start deeming in your mind what's inappropriate yourself, you know, based on things around you and stuff and information given. You know, so here go daddy kissing you and you 10. Man, my daddy got some tendencies. You know what I'm saying? What you say?
I'm a little mixed on it, and here's why. First of all, let me get this out there right now.
I think it's completely inappropriate for a man to kiss his son on the lips at any age.
At any age, right.
Period. Period, point blank.
Right.
Like, that ain't cool in no respect. Now, I grew up, my dad, he kissed me on the head a lot. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, you know, every time he saw me, he kissed me. But it wasn't like that.
Right.
It was, you know, whenever, you know, and me being a father, I can relate to it now. You know, sometimes you look at your children, at least me, I look at my kids and I have a flashback. You know, I think back to when I was young. I think back to when I was their age. I think back to how fast, you know, I think about how fast they're going to grow up. You know, and I also think about how I teach them to receive affection and also give affection.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we as men kind of shun is affection towards our children, especially our boys, because we feel like we're going to soften them up, or we feel like they're going to turn gay, or we feel like, you know, well, that's not my daughter, so, you know, you need to toughen up and roughen up. And that's
true.
That is true. Boys do have to have an edge about them. However, I think it's going to take a whole lot more than you showing affection to your kid to turn them gay.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's going
to
take a whole lot more to, you know, to turn them gay or to, you know, alter the course of their life, you know, just by, you know, kissing them here and there. Now, like I said, I don't agree with kissing any man on the mouth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At all. And that I definitely don't agree with. But I do think that we as men, we're taught to just be robots. You know, men don't cry. Men don't do this. You know, men do, you know, we're tough. We're this. We don't cry. We're supposed to be superheroes. You know, we don't show emotion. We don't do none of that. You know, we don't do that. You know, that's a weakness. Everything's perceived as a potential weakness when it comes to men.
Right.
So that keeps us from being affectionate with our children. mm-hmm. in some cases. Not to say that you have to, you know, kiss your kid at all. You know, some people don't do that
right.
at all. Some people just hug.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It depends on where you come from, you know, and how you were taught to show love and how you were taught to receive love. One thing I
right.
see now, especially with a lot of young people, young guys, is there is absolutely, it's kind of weird because on one hand, there's no room for love, but on the other hand, you see them doing a lot of things for attention.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It harkens me to think back to when you're a kid, there are certain things that you need to become a halfway decent adult. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There's just some basic shit that you just need to just be halfway
right.
sane by trying to get an adult.
Even right.
more so
right.
if you're going to be a loving adult. Even more so if you're going to be a giving or a caring adult. Not to say that kissing, you know, is going to bring that about, but it's just a
right.
form of affection for me. Like, I hug my
right.
kids are 17, 13, and I got a 1.5-year-old. You know,
right.
I kiss my kids on the head. You know, I give them a hug,
right.
give them that brother hug, pull them in tight, squeeze them, you know.
Right, right.
Give them a kiss on the head. Like, man, you my seed. You're my son.
Right,
you are going
right.
to be a man one day. This moment
right.
is going to be gone in a second. You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Right.
This moment is
right.
going to be gone in a minute. You know, and now not only
yeah.
that, one day you're going to have kids. You know, your child,
right.
your son may come home and may just need you to hug him.
Exactly.
You know, he had a fucked up day, ain't no telling what the hell to happen
right.
today.
Right.
He could be
right.
all in
right.
his
right.
head. He could be all in his emotions. He may just need
right.
that show of affection. And it don't necessarily have to be
exactly.
a kiss, but it's
yeah.
just, like I said, for me, it's just a form of affection.
Right, right.
You know. But, yeah, I definitely disagree with any man just, like, mouth to mouth kissing their kid. Like, that,
right,
even
right.
as a baby.
Slobbing your son down,
even
right.
Even as a baby,
slobbing
that ain't
son.
Cool. You know?
Slobbing them down.
right, love
yeah.
them up and down.
The son showed the whole face in his mouth. No. I mean, hey, Special K, what do you say?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
You know, I'm listening to y'all, and for the most part, I think you both sound like complete idiots.
What? Oh, wait a minute now. Come on now.
Well, that's probably coming from you.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I know that surprise me coming from you.
Now, Dennis,
exactly.
I'm going to say you sound like a half idiot.
Like a half idiot?
Take your ass to the corner.
Wait, hold on. Why do I got to go to corner now?
You know,
oh.
I mean, obviously, this is going to be something that we are always going to disagree on because mommies and daddies look at shit so differently. So
yeah, right.
I do agree with you that let me say who I agree with first. Dennis, I agree with you that men are told to not show affection. But what you have to realize is when you raise a son who's not affectionate, he's going to be a husband who does not know how to show affection.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
I think that there are taste factors for every type of affection you show your children. It's how you do it. I think
mm-hmm.
that if you love your son, and like for instance, I have an extremely affectionate son. My son is 6 years old, and he wants everybody to give him a kiss. Everybody in the house, he has to have a kiss. Of course, he wants
right.
more from me because I'm mommy, but
right.
he wants everybody. He wants my husband to give him a kiss. He wants me to give him a kiss. That's just him. He is my son because I am that person. I want hugs and kisses all the time. My daughter, she's like, yeah, you don't really have to kiss me. I'm good, you know. But because of that, we just know that because he's so affectionate, we have to govern how we give him affection. So I have to say, hey, babe, I know you love mommy's feet, but you just can't kiss my toes. Like, that's not a place for you to kiss mommy.
No, that's
now, you can
freak.
Give mommy a kiss on the cheek. You can give mommy a kiss on the lip. You can give mommy a kiss on the forehead, you know, because that's my son. He's like, okay, give me a kiss right here. That's one cheek. Give me a kiss right here. That's the other cheek. Give me a kiss right here. That's the chin. That's my son. Now,
right,
my husband won't do it. He's not going to do all that. He'll give him a kiss on the cheek, forehead, head. He'll do that, you know. But
right,
I just think
right,
that we have to remember that you still have to show your son how to give affection. And it's not gay. I think that's the issue with black communities. Everything is fucking gay. Oops, whether it's not or not, it's gay, right? It's not
yeah,
gay. You showing your son affection is not gay. He's your son.
Hey,
you're
you kissing a young man on the lip is outright. What can it? What else can it be?
No, you kissing a young man that's not your son on the lip is gay.
Man, you kissing your son on the lip.
I'm not saying that it's not. It's not the norm. Yeah, it's not normal any more than it is breastfeeding a 4-year-old. But it's not gay. It's just not.
Wait, no, well, see, breastfeeding. No, but see, you can't put breastfeeding. Yeah, you can't put breastfeeding and kissing in the same category.
Yes,
you can't
you can.
Put breast.
You can put them in the category of them not being normal. But if you look at it, it's not gay unless you're a pedophile who is abusing your son, and I'm sure that kiss is the least of the worries. So for the most part,
right,
a man giving his son, for the most part, a man giving his son a kiss is not gay. That's just his son. It's not the norm, but it's not gay. We have got to stop as a community making everything more than it is, because it's not. Think about like Middle Eastern communities. They hug each other, kiss each other on the cheek and some more shit, and they are the most down.
See what I'm saying?
I will
on
blow
the
you up.
Yeah.
On the
you
cheek.
Know?
They ain't on the lips with
yeah. No, I'm just saying. I just want you to see how y'all sound. Now, is it the norm? No. Does my son, my husband and my son, they kiss on the lips? No. But it's
hell
not
no.
gay. It's not gay,
well,
though. It's
well,
not
well,
gay.
Well, let's,
you showing
but see,
your son
but see, hold
it's
on.
Not gay.
But no, but see, you misinterpreted. I never said it was gay. I said two dudes kissing each other on the lips. You know, I have a grown son. So for two grown dudes kissing each other on the mouth, that's acceptable if y'all in a relationship. But two men, even my brother, nephews, you know, I'm not finna walk up and kiss no grown man.
I mean,
on
and
the
I
lips.
Hear you.
I don't care how much
no,
I love
I hear you.
No,
I hear
no, no.
you. I hear you. It would not be the norm, but if you kissed your son on the lip and he was like, "Hey, Dad, I love you," and gave him a kiss, and y'all walked out, I wouldn't be like, "Damn, those niggas are gay." I'd be like,
"Let me
okay,
tell you. Let me tell you. All kidding aside,
I definitely look at your side eye.
No, all kidding aside. No, all kidding aside. You know, if my son was ever disrespecting me, he'd be picking this stuff up, you know, probably about 3 or 4 counties over and all of that. All of that. Let me tell you, on the day I kiss my son on his lips and he don't smack the hell out of me, me and him gonna have a problem. Because I know if he kissed me on my
man.
Lips,
God
I'm knocking him clean out. I'm knocking him clean out and kiss me on my mouth. I'll tell you right now.
I mean,
ain't nothing moving.
Like
you,
I said,
I got a jaw,
saying,
I got a chin, I got a forehead.
I'm not
yeah,
saying that
well.
It's not the norm. Okay, but it's not the norm, but it's not gay. It's just not the norm. I hear what you're saying. That's awkward. It's awkward.
Yeah, I like that word. That's queer.
But it's not gay. It's just awkward
so,
because it's not
so we'll
something
call it,
that
we'll call it queer. We'll call it queer.
We're not calling it queer. That's just another word for gay, man.
No, that's strange. That's strange.
That is very strange. That's definitely not
that's
the norm.
Strange.
That's definitely not the norm. Like if I'm sitting with my friend,
but you
if
know,
I'm sitting with my
like,
friend,
I'm sorry, go ahead. Like, okay, so the question is really just for men, right? Because my daughter will want a kiss from me on the lips. She's like, "Give me a kiss, Mom." Mwah. And it's that on that. It's nothing more. She's my child. I would never think of it in any more than her just being my daughter. I don't find that inappropriate or weird or queer or gay.
Well,
she's my child.
You're a woman. You're a woman.
Right.
You're a woman. If I'm at my guy's crib and we're watching a game or something, and then his teenage son comes in the house from hanging out with his buddy, and he wants to stop and say, hey, this stops next to my, stop to my guy and says, hey, what's going on, Doc? You know, and give him a hug, some dap, and then a kiss on the lips. Shit, I'm going to have to stop that game for a minute. What's going on with that?
Bruh. Like,
you know, as opposed to him saying, give him a peck on the forehead or a peck on the head or something like that,
yeah.
Keeping it moving, I'm never going to look at that twice. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not going to stand out to me. However, if you meet lips to lips, yeah, I'm going to be like,
I'm looking at you. I ain't lying. I'm looking at you. I'm not going to say nothing because it's the same thing.
I agree with you, it's awkward, but I'm just going to say that I have to play the devil's advocate here. I'm not going to let y'all just sit here and call every man that kisses his son gay.
We never even said gay. We never said that. I said it's acceptable. I feel it's acceptable. If y'all two dudes in a relationship, y'all kiss, I'm not even going to look at them weird. That's not my
We're
thing,
not talking
but
about
I'm not going to look at it. But I'm talking about a dude kissing his son flat on the mouth. You know, it's like,
I don't know about that. Like I say, it'd be different if you kiss them on the forehead or you kiss them on the head or something. That's different, you know. But you meet lips to lips, that's a little extra, a little too extra.
like daddy, hey, daddy, we still taking a shower together later on? Yeah, son.
Well, that is weird. But that's
okay.
Not the question, you guys. See, y'all are getting off subject. Where is Toy?
Hey, let me read something real quick. Let me read something. I got three messages here. This one is from Natasha. Natasha said, all of y'all are right and are somewhat saying the same thing. But I think kissing is really too intimate. I don't like seeing people kiss kids, period. I think there are other ways to show a child affection. I don't have kids myself, but that's just my thought. Okay, yeah, you don't have kids. So we're going to get back to that one. Let me get, what is this? Hicks. Let me get Hicks. Hicks says, your daughter, yeah. But your son, hell no. That's why That's why these boys are punks. Mama's loving them like they men, but treating them like they babies. Then they grow up to act like girls. I wish my son would look for a kiss from me. Vanessa says,
just tell him I shut up.
Vanessa says, I don't see a problem until they are a certain age. Once they move from a child to a young man or a young woman, you shouldn't be kissing them. The rest of this is a request. TL, can you please play Sunshine by Nucky? Yes, Vanessa, I'll play it. Give us a minute. But let's see, is this Toy? Toy, we got you.
Yay! Finally.
Hey. Get out of here. Okay. Let's go back to Natasha. You know, Natasha say she don't like to see people kissing kids, period. But at the same time, she also says in that same message that she don't have kids. So, you know, unless you really got a kid, I don't think you understand the affection, you know, that people
want
to show kids.
That's true. She doesn't get it, and I think that it's easy to say what you will or won't do when you don't have children of your own, because there's a lot of stuff I said I would or wouldn't do before I had my own. Then you have them, you're like, okay, I see now.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I'm not going to knock her. I think that as someone on the outside looking in, that does look awkward to you because you haven't experienced that type of love yet. Once you have your own. There's a whole nother thing that you have to show them that you just don't ever think about before you have them, you know. So I think it's a wonderful educated guess for someone who doesn't have children. So I get it.
Right.
Let's talk about this
right.
number two. because he's an idiot. Right. And I say, shut up,
right.
dude. And nobody wants to be a punk because I give him a kiss.
Let me get to this question. Let me get to this comment. Can you read that again, Theo?
Which one? Which one now?
The man's comment.
Dude, yeah, he said, your daughters, yeah, but your sons, hell no. That's why these boys are punks. Mama's loving them like they men, but treating them like they're babies, then they grow up to act like girls. I wish my son would look for a kiss from me.
Well,
okay.
Let's just say this. I'm going to say this. I can understand his thought process, but the shit is skewed as fuck. You cannot make a boy a punk by loving them. What you can do is make a boy a punk by not loving them, not showing them how to truly show their emotions, and not showing them how to deal with them, and then send them out to the real world. That's when they become a punk because they don't know how to deal with truth emotions. Show them how to express themselves. Show them that it's okay to be upset. You could be a man and still cry. Cry, move on, learn how to deal with your problems. That's how you show a man how to be a man. But a woman loving her son, that's the stupidest shit I've ever heard. He must not have a mama and his son. But whatever.
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Come on.
Now, that part of his statement where he said mothers loving on their kids and treating them like men and then they grow up to be girls. Okay. There is some truth to that.
No, the hell there isn't. Yes, don't make
Hold on. Hear me out. That's not for every woman that loves their kids. That's not what we're saying. He's talking about specific demographic. He's not talking about, you know, single mothers across the world or mothers who just love on their children. That's not what he's talking about. I think he's talking about specific situations. For example, you have some single mothers who, because they're single and the father is not around, they overcompensate. And so instead of holding the kid accountable for things, they baby them. They spoil them, you know. They, you know, everything's okay, nothing's a big deal. They just kind of let them get away with murder. And before you know it, the kid is a teenager, and he's used to doing whatever the hell he wants to do, but his emotions are out of whack. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, but that's not what we're talking about.
But what I'm saying is, just to play devil's advocate to his comment, I think he's speaking about a specific demographic. I don't think that applies to everybody or every woman or every man.
Right.
I don't agree with him when he says, you know, I mean, like I said, I grew up with my father. I grew up with my father showing me love, you know, hugging me, kissing me. But my daddy also put a big-ass foot in my ass, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, my pops, like, that was the alarm bell. My mama really wanted to check us. All she had to do was say, I'm going to tell your dad. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was it. We had responsibilities. We had work ethic. You know what I'm saying? We worked our asses off. So, I got a lot from my father, even though he hugged on us and kissed on us. You know, he didn't kiss us in the lips or nothing like that, on the mouth.
Right.
But shit.
Yeah, because that's awkward.
He hugged and kissed me. I knew my pops loved me. You know what I'm saying? Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
And I'm able to show that love to my children, to my sons.
Right.
You know, but that don't make them, I'm not gay. I'm father's thing.
Right.
I'm gay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I don't think kissing your son alone is going to turn him gay. Now, if you're kissing him and then babying him and then spoiling him and then whenever he do some shit, you don't hold him accountable for it or you over his mischief and say, oh, that's just kid stuff. He'll grow out of it. And you don't discipline him and you don't give him no work ethic and you don't give him none of that shit that men really need, then, you are he is going to be a punk. He is going to grow up and be a punk.
Yeah.
Okay, and what's your definition of punk? Because maybe that's what we need to get an understanding
of. I think my definition of punk is somebody who can't take responsibility for their actions. Somebody who runs and hides. Somebody who will throw their rock and hide their hand. Somebody who is not accountable for themselves. They'd much rather point at somebody else's issues or whatever, or blame somebody else for something that they didn't do. They can never really take full responsibility for themselves. They won't step up to the plate when it's time to step up. They won't speak out when it's time to speak out. You know, that to me is a punk.
Right, and go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it depends on what your definition of punk is, because when I heard his statement, I took the word punk as a negative adjective for person who is gay. And so I'm thinking, you don't, that's not something you can make somebody become, you know. And
I didn't read that in his thing. Go ahead.
I think that there's a combination of what's going on with kids today that makes them not be able to handle their emotions. Just all of the things that they do daily, you know, all of the social media, the games, all these things that take them out of being in reality, it contributes to being his quote-unquote punk, you know, adjective of what these kids are. I just think that it's just not what we're talking about. Like, his statement is not what we're talking about. We're talking about showing your children affection through kisses and how it affects them, you know.
But I
can see how we can fan off into this other stuff. But, you know, I just think that it's just bigger than what he's – what I don't know. He just irritated me. So I'm sorry.
When I read it, you know, and going through it, you know, it do sound off like that. But I think more so for him, when you looking at it, it just kind of sounds like he probably had a bad experience where somebody, either a baby's mother or somebody, you know, is basically smothered a boy that, you know, that he know with affection, and he's watched that kid grow to be nothing that you would contribute as a man. And that's not to say gay, you know, things that you contribute as a man, you know, that dude that's willing to work for his, you know, that dude that's willing to hold his down, you know, the one, you know, the opposite of what you look for in a man. This is what this, you know, what this kid is turned into, you know, and I, you know, i.e., you know, a punk, you know. I don't think kissing the kid and all of that, you know, my wife, you know, she loves the kids to death and all of that stuff there, and I couldn't see neither one of my boys growing to be, you know, no punk or anything like that, you know. But for me personally, like I said, ain't finna be no kissing daddy on the lips, you know, much like D said with his father, you know, hey, the definition of discipline is me. You know, hey, I'm gonna tell your daddy and we gonna act right. Now, at the same time, you know, I hug the hell out of my kids. You know, like I said, you know, grab them. You know, now I'm not gonna wrap my arms around them. You know, we not in love and stuff, you know, but I'm gonna grab them, pull them here, you know, come here, let me hold you. Daddy love you. Son just qualified for sectionals. Man, grab them, hug them. Hey, I'm proud of you. No, I'm not going to kiss him on the mouth, man. I love you, son, that you did that. No. You know, we still can show this affection, this love, you know, and this pride in you, you know, without going to, let's call it the awkward zone, without going to the awkward zone, you know. Hey, I'm only gonna get sent back to the corner no matter what I say.
Yeah, it don't matter. It don't matter.
Right. This quiz is all cut out.
I'm
gonna
go
back out
the corner now, but good Lord.
But I mean, it's the same, you know, same for my daughters. You know, I would do the same, you know, now. Granted, you know, I wrap my arms around my daughters. You know, I don't think that's awkward or anything like that, you know. So now I would hug them, you know, like that young lady, you know, and you know, and don't think it's awkward and don't see a problem with it, you know. But I mean, it's just their sons. But at the same token, I won't kiss my daughters on the lips, you know. I just think that once a child, you know, gets a certain age, you know, now a baby, my 2-year-old. He's old enough now to understand and all of that, you know, at least in my mind. You know, if he was to kiss me on the lips, I wouldn't smack him. He's a baby, you know. But now he gets that 5-6, you know, up in there, you know, nah, baby, nah. Hey, this not what we do with granddaddy, baby. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Granddaddy got a jaw, got a forehead, you know what I'm saying? Let's get granddaddy that. You know, put your lips on mine again. You ain't going to have no kids. You ain't we good. You know, and we good. You know, I don't think it's, I don't know. It's just me, and I'll call myself weird. Hey, we got a comment here, and we got a comment here coming from society. All right, she got a nice one. Said, I think kissing children is a great thing for parents. My mom smothered me with kisses on the regular, and my dad said, my dad was a forehead kisser. See, my dad wasn't awkward like that. You know what I'm saying? But what they did not give, what they did not do was give me, you know, kiss or peck on the lip. Okay? That's kissing off the lip. So I find that weird and inappropriate, and didn't see a lot growing up. But out here on the East Coast, I see a lot. Wow, that's deep. That I'm a very live and let live person, but that has never sat well with me. And this is coming out of the out of society. I can't pronounce the name. I'm sorry, love. I can't pronounce your name. So I'm gonna call Miss Jackson.
I agree with her though. I think that the way that she worded that was perfect. It is weird. It's not the norm. So yeah,
I think
I grew up the same way. My mama gave me kisses constantly. I don't know, honestly, sitting here thinking about it, I don't remember if I ever got kissed on the lips, you know, but I remember.
All right, I didn't.
From both of my parents. My dad is not a very affectionate person anyway, but I just think that we shy away from so much to the point where what are we really doing? You know, like, what are we really doing? I mean, some of this, our kids have to know affection and love, and they have to know, you know.
Right.
What do you think, Toy? Because we haven't heard from you yet. Is she there?
She said it's awkward. Don't y'all be doing it. Now, she says, "Hey, let me get a couple of songs so we can come back. Y'all know we got a short show tonight. So give me a minute, and we'll be right back, y'all. Lawless Radio, Unchained with the Unchained Crew, y'all."
Smicky.
Dream and wishing for green, beginning the scene while you're awake, vision is mean. People telling you to quit and you shouldn't believe. Parents saying get a job, man, who you looking to please? I've been there, seen the eyes of the doubters, the lies of these cowards. The rhymes of a scholar hit the ears of the guys that were pouting with a sad face. Men turning a bit, trying to win a drag race, pulling me back, finish line at a fast pace. We running different things, I'm never up in last place. I work hard, they can't hate on my landscape. I give handshakes to the fans, they think facts great. I inspire them, push harder than women when they badge break. Stack that bread higher than pancakes. The mandate for Mickey is keep grinding in the dark, never stop till it spark. Let's keep shining.
Find the realest without coming to me first. My daddy been in purgatory, ex was a benefactor, but baby been a has-been and ain't never been a factor. I'm working on the God in me. God damn, you little demons ain't a squad with me. I'm fam if you was shining in the dark city. When I was on that pink line with a busted lip, you still love me and you f*** with it. Now what do you know? I'm getting my life. You never could jive me, taking my exit. You getting my stripes. I'm over the bullshit, getting my bull on that Jordan life. And keeping my love, keeping my blessings. Sort of hoarder like I'm at the border like I don't know what weed is. You wanna know locations? Nope, that's a secret if you really down. Meet me at a place of worship like my verses. Get your knee pads and praise her like she perfect.
Nothing you can do.
Oh, running from yourself right into the street. Blue Hawaiian, but you boggled down with demons. So it could have been an opportunity to win. It's fleeting when your man stays jealous because your actions pop. You give everything you have and it's still not enough. Lost my new crib, left my new bitch, gave up sooner. Just to wake up every morning knowing I could live with myself. Your wealth and your car, your health. If it's still your bars, at the end of the day, I'ma be a rock star. Rap don't mean shit if you ain't got no heart. If you always in the dark, if you ain't about the art. Copy every bitch you see, you got the fucking progress. Contest, ain't no competition when you God bless. Every time I thunder, out west, fed press.
Another one of these topics before we get up out of here. but I am getting hit up by the same thing. And Special K, they say don't put me in the corner because they understand how I see things. So they
who is they?
Leave me alone. The different
they?
People. Some different people.
The different people that don't exist, but okay.
Well, somebody said it. Don't worry about it.
Is that somebody you?
Yeah. Somebody that looks like me now.
Yeah.
Now.
Your identical twin.
Oh, no. Who is that? Which song y'all talking about? I'll leave it alone. I was trying to read comments, y'all. My bad. But hey, let's go to this next one. Because the next one being you know, about being hit on by older woman or older men. I want you to start that one. This is a lady's choice, Special K.
No.
We gentlemen.
Oh,
lady first.
Look at that. I
Ooh,
think
lady first.
You know.
Oh, the cat
I
got
think
a call, huh?
I think a little bit. I think this it depends on how much older. Because what I will say that I have learned about older men is they have more couth about them than younger men do.
Okay.
I think that because they have experienced more in life, a lot of times what they're looking for is not just that ass. You know, I'm sure that's definitely on the top of the list. But there's going to be more conversation with them. They're going to be quicker to just purchase you a drink or meal or whatever without an immediate return in their investment that they feel that they need. I also think that a lot of times, because older men have already gone through the rigmarole of dating and senseless sex and you know, relationships and maybe some marriages, there's just a little bit more that they get.
Right.
And I'm saying all of this to say that patience comes with age. So with all of that, would I knock it? No. But there are also other real thought processes that you have
Ben
when you're talking about messing with someone older.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When there's a big age gap, let's just say, I don't know, 15 years, there's another thought process because the older we get, when do we go from us together to the younger person being the caretaker of the older? You know,
okay.
And I'm not saying that that's always the norm, but I'm just saying that if you just think about, in reality, a 15 years your senior, there's going to become a time where that age gap is going to cause a problem. Because if someone is 56 and their wife is 40, you know, that wife might still want to go out and do some stuff. That 56-year-old is going to be like, look, baby, I did that 20 years ago. I'm trying to come home, take my shoes off, and let my balls hang, you know, whatever.
Right.
You know, so I just say, I'm not going to say knock it. Don't knock it till you try it. I just think that everybody has to decide what it is that they want in a relationship. But should age be a factor? No, I don't think so.
Right. Now, I'm going to tell you I know I'm going to get sent to the corner, so I'm just going to go and stand in the corner while I talk. All right? Do that make you feel better, Special K?
You're going to talk on your way to the corner.
All right. Because I'm just saying, Lady Eloise ain't finna be messing with me. As simple as that. My guess. So I'm saying, yeah, baby, we got to get a whole lot darker in here, baby. I mean, I'm looking at all these wrinkles looking like roadmaps, and I don't know where they lead me to. No, love, we can't do that. We can't do that. But I don't know. All kidding aside, you sit there and you look. It was it's a partner of mine. He's a trainer. And he's got a lady. She's in her 70s. And, I mean, if you didn't know the lady's in her 70s, it's like, man, you got some 60s and 70-year-olds out there taking care of themselves. So, I mean, getting hit on by a 60, 70-year-old, depending on what they look like, maybe a whole lot better than getting hit on by, you know, somebody in their 40s and 50s, you know, right there in your age. You know, you just don't know. And I know that's just physical, but, I mean, come on, let's be realistic. When somebody hitting on you, the last thing you look at is how good their conversation is. They just start talking to you. When they start right. hitting on you, the last thing you're thinking about is, can we grow old together? You're not looking at that. You're giving them the once over, twice over, thrice over. So it's like, what
well,
you looking like?
Well, not necessarily. Everybody that you meet the first time, you're not contemplating having kids and getting married. I mean, so
right.
I disagree with that.
So
but
it's the initial packaging. It's the initial,
okay.
the initial packaging, all right? So now, if you got a girl like in her 30s and she ain't trying to get no sugar daddy, you know, she ain't bringing home Danny Glover. Danny Glover ain't going to holler at her unless she's trying to get, you know, a sugar daddy. You know what I'm saying? So now, let's see who's up there in age and still looking pretty good for their age. Let's see who's up there and looking pretty good for their age. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Who's up there? Oh, I'll use The Rock, for example. You know, I'm just talking about age-wise because, you know, The Rock is what? He's been to turn 46. So that's a 20-year gap for her. So now if she was to see somebody looking like The Rock, you know, and she sees somebody looking like Danny Glover, you know, who you think she going to holler at? Now, to Danny Glover, oh, I'm not into older men. But to The Rock, oh, hey, boy, you better come over here and get some of this. Get some of this right now, Rock. You know? So I don't think, I really don't think it's a major problem on the women end, but I think it is on the men end. I don't know many dudes that chase older women. You know, all the dudes my age anyway, they trying to rob the damn cradle, trying to feel young again.
I think there are men that like older women, but I will agree with you. The norm is the opposite. The norm is normally older men pursue younger
hold on,
women.
Why you got to go to the corn?
I'm just trying to get to the corner. Good job. Look at you, babe. Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Ain't
y'all proud of me?
I think that the norm is that normally older men pursue younger women. But I just think that I don't think it's for the reason. Well, I don't know what the reasons are. I'm a woman. I can't say why a man pursues me. An older person will pursue me. But if I were just going to guess, I would think that it would be because typically the older women get, the less sexual they become. And I think
that
I think men, look at Hugh Hefner, I think men can go longer. And women, we just like, you know what, do you, boo, find you somebody, I'm good. You know?
Y'all done messed up, man. I'm finna go in and get my wife her pink slip, man, because I can't be, you know, she's starting to get older and
man.
She can't go. I'm just, hey,
please
I'm just
don't.
Saying, man.
Hey, Mrs. T.L., listen, ma'am. Please, I apologize because, once again, you just earned your corner spot, gone over there and sit down the corner. I mean, you were doing so good.
Hey, you the one messed that up now, telling me that, you know, women get older, you know what I'm saying, they don't, hey, man.
Well, I just, when I think about the older, I only can talk about the older women that I work with or have been around.
Yeah.
And
right.
A lot of times they're like, baby, I'm done with that. I did that back in my 40s, you know. Everybody always talks about what you hit when you turn 40 and you just get this itch you can't scratch and you want to get it everywhere. I've heard of that. And I think, you know, from once they get past that, it's like, all right. I just think, but I don't know. I think that we all look for something we're missing. I don't think it goes down to an age, though. I think it's just about what we need to survive.
But, hey, I got one person on it. I got one person commenting on it. I got Lana. Lana says, I think as we get older, we see a problem. But when I was younger, I loved older men trying to get with me. It meant, sorry about that, it meant they saw me as a woman and not a little girl. But now my flavor, as you put it, I like that, my flavor, as you put it, is younger men. I don't need nobody falling asleep in it. Or passing out on me. I need him to act like this the last time he's going to get it. And believe me, young men do that. TMI, I know, LOL. Okay. What you trying to say? A young whippersnapper getting that boy and hump like it's the last day on earth.
Well, I can see that. I can see how that could become something for women pursuing a younger man, too. There's nothing like the stamina of a younger guy versus an older one.
Okay,
you know, so I can see that.
She said, falling asleep in it or passing out on me.
I'm just kidding. I'll go ahead. Personally, I like older women. I think older women, I know you don't hear a lot of younger guys really going for older women, but I actually like older women.
Right.
I prefer an older woman over a younger woman.
Okay, now, wow. Are we talking older? Are we talking older as in Lady Eloise or?
No. Oh, no.
Okay.
What's
that's
your
little,
oldest
that's
friend?
Too old. That's a little too old.
What's the oldest
I'm talking
for
like
you?
Maybe.
No Betty White.
It would probably be 50.
Okay.
50.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
How long?
Well,
36.
Oh, 14
years. So
that, there's something about 14 years. Okay.
Yeah, that's old.
Right.
That's older for you, but it's a spit on me. Damn, what you consider me, bro?
Old as hell. Old.
Bro, that older fit. I was waiting for him to say, you know. I'm waiting for bro to say something, you know, like, yeah, you know, like her mid-60s or something. Bro, I said, 50? 50? Wait a minute.
Yeah,
50, 60. Wait a minute.
But, yeah, understand, 50s and 60s ain't the same as it used to be.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
50-year-old now look like a 30-something or 40-something-year-old, you know, so, and then they're living, you know what I'm saying? So they're not just sitting around getting old, you know what I'm saying? They moving, they traveling, you know, they working out, you know, they doing things. So a 50-year-old woman is, you know, she, to me, that's not old, but that would be like, you know, that would be the start, I guess. I wouldn't call it getting old, but that would be your more mature year.
Okay, but so if you're 36 and she's 50, this is strictly like booty because she ain't having no babies. I mean, not
want
to really have.
Of course not.
No. Yeah, bro, don't mess up like that.
So we're talking about just strictly for what? Sex and money-ish? Or just sex?
It wouldn't be for money.
Or just the maturity of being older and not having the thoughts that maybe a younger woman might have about traditional relationships?
Somebody older than you has a different set of standards. You know what I'm saying? And women have a different
than
older women. You know what I'm saying? So you're dealing with a different conversation. You know, I'm not going to speak to somebody younger than me the same. Like, the conversation may not be the same as it is with somebody older or somebody my age.
Right. Right.
Okay. I can hear y'all on that.
At the appeal of having, you know, the attention of an older woman. You know, it's that.
But she's
going to
cook for you, for sure. She's going to make sure you get that bath. She's going to probably rub you down with some baby oil. I see it.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
It's a baby.
Wait. You know, she ain't going to play no games either.
All right. Well, I got to sign off and get my kids in the bed, y'all. But if I can get back on here, I will.
You do
just
so.
In case I
do
can.
So.
Good night.
Good night.
Y'all have
we'll holler at you, Special Case.
All right.
All right. But I mean, man, I can't knock it. You know, when I was younger, well, because I hung with older people. You know, all of the females that I encountered were older. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you start thinking about, when you start looking at it, you know, from that aspect, you know, being a young man, you know, being with these little girls, that ain't no fun. You know, you got your older woman, 9 times out of 10, she got her own car, got her own crib. You know, so
right.
That was cool, you know, when I was a kid. And you know, that was pretty much that badge. That was that badge. Oh, dog, I got a vest. A vest?
Right.
Dog, no. You know what I'm saying? No. But I can't see me calling, you know, an older woman a vet now. So what, you know, like what's man, I'm 46. A vet for me is, man, geriatric. I gotta push her around when we go somewhere. You know? That's a vet for me now. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, yeah, it's all girl.
When you was in your 20s, you know, a vet was probably a 30-something-year-old.
Exactly.
You know, like a 37, 38-ish-year-old lady, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was a vet to you. You know, now the older you get, you know, your vet range changes. It grows with you.
It changes. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Your vet range changes. You're right. Because, honestly, you get in your 40s, oh, man. Only thing can be a vet for you is Betty White around here, man. What's her name? Betty White? Yeah, Betty White. Betty White is a vet for you now. And you ain't trying to run up in Betty.
I'm quite sure
Betty feeling like sandpaper between steps. You ain't gonna try that again.
You know, your vet range shrinks as you get older. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
you start to run out of real estate.
You start running out of real estate, bro. I like that. Perfectly put, man. Run out of real estate, man. Hey, man, we getting ready to sign out here because you know we can't get no more guests, man. You want to do your shout-out?
Let's give a shout-out to the society. Let's give a shout-out to Chicago as usual. I just want to send out a prayer and condolences to anybody who's lost a loved one or a friend over this, you know, the start of this year. It's been rough for a lot of people. So I just want to keep y'all lifted up in prayer and, you know, everybody just be safe, live. That's all I got.
Hey, that's it right there. Hey, man, I want to thank y'all for tuning in, man. Hey, I want to remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. Hear the music heard here unless otherwise indicated is not the property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted the broadcasting rights to be a part of this show, to get your music played. Simply go to www.lawlessradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. It is that simple. Don't send us any links. I don't download music. Send me your music over MP3 format, preferably. Please try to keep it profanity-free, all right? But we'll definitely listen to it and get you in rotation, get you played. Want to send a shout-out to everybody out there checking us out, man. Really appreciate all the love and support. Thank you to everybody that sent me a message. I know I couldn't get to everybody, but I apologize. I looked at 7 Central and didn't see 7 Eastern, so that gave us a shorter show tonight. But next week, y'all send me your comments and all of that stuff, and I definitely get y'all in, man. Hey, thank y'all for checking us out, man. We will catch y'all next week. You are a part of the Lawless World Order, and we are out.
I want you to relax, put your mind at ease.
Control. Let your mind go tonight. No work, everybody's feeling good. Leave your troubles far behind. No drama here tonight. No, no work, everybody's feeling good.